Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. If with your permission, we can start the meeting. Honorable ministers, especially the Minister of Culture of St. Lucia and highest authorities on culture, Mr. André Frenette, Chairman of the Inter-American Committee on Culture, distinguished members of the committee, representatives from member states organizations, representatives from international, regional, and civil society organizations, our colleagues from the OAS, Ambassador Alfonso Quiñones, the Executive Secretary for SEDI, the Director Leonor Garcia, our Youth Coordinator Ms. Bedoya. Ladies and gentlemen, it's great to be here this morning. From a personal perspective, I attach great importance to the issue of culture from a structural perspective, and I will speak to that. But I am very pleased that we can address you this morning at the beginning of this fourth regular meeting of the Inter-American Committee on Culture. I want to, something which I normally say at the end, but I want to say that immediately at the beginning, I want to reaffirm the commitment of this organization, Secretary General Insulza, myself, and the whole organization in recognizing the importance of culture in all what we do. And I'll come back to that later on with some concrete proposals. But in that context, I certainly look forward to your discussions over the coming days, this very important meeting to design policy for the coming 2 years, and to receive concrete proposals and decisions from this body. We all know by now that culture over the past couple of years, and through this committee, the momentum has certainly increased. Culture is becoming more and more important in many institutions, in many countries all over the world. It is being recognized by people from different sectors, not only the traditional sectors, but certainly the private sector, that working hand in hand with culture can have significant impacts and effects in terms of economic growth, the economic potential it represents, but also in terms of building more peaceful societies. Social harmony, social cohesion, skills building, all these are very critical in terms of what we can take from culture and culture policy. And in this regard, the importance of the arts, culture, and related activities in our view, and we have said this on previous occasions to the same committee, but I like to repeat that today again, there is a political function to what culture can mean in society and in facilitating peace among the diverse, especially when you have communities with a diversity in population and ethnic composition. It can, and we have seen that happening, contribute to fostering important social values, promote dialogue, good citizenship. It can promote social cohesion. I come from a country which has benefited enormously from this element. I'm from Suriname, which is one of the most diverse population in the Western Hemisphere. And we have been able to build a society with high levels of tolerance, high levels of acceptance, and sharing values and accepting those values and living by them. So the level of peace and tolerance as a consequence has been very high. And I would like to see that environment, that positive element of what culture can mean to a society, certainly become more important. The second function, besides this, what I call the social peace political function, has to do with the economic function which culture can represent also. And it has to do how we can use diversity in a more positive way, in a more constructive way, to strengthen economies, especially in regions where we see an enormous diversity in terms of cultural industries, the potential which culture offers, arts, dance, music, name it, can offer in terms of economic opportunities, in terms of strengthening the economic viability of countries. And in this case, certainly countries in the region, in the hemisphere, especially in the mid-segment, the smallest economies in the Caribbean and Central America, do have a very high dependency on tourism. But tourism combined with cultural industries, creative industries, is almost a natural kind of alignment. So I believe that we all, governments and inter governmental bodies, NGOs, the private sector, should do more to provide effective solutions that can be translated into policies responsive to the realities of our ever-changing regional, hemispheric, and global environment. And we all know countries are dealing with every day. On a day-to-day basis, it is not only about, you know, providing sustainability, but dealing with the daily challenges of crime, the impact of crime and violence on societies, especially in the highly dependent tourism countries, unemployment issues, the issues of economic disparities, the financial crisis, the environmental crisis, and in some cases even political instability and crises. And we have some of those in the Western Hemisphere. We have not calculated ever, I believe, what it means, what the cost is of a political crisis or any crisis on social well-being and economic cost. We have not done that for a long time. And we have asked ECOLAC to consider such a study in terms of the social and economic cost of political and other kinds of crisis in society. And we will be surprised how much money is wasted by those crises, which could have been used alternatively to provide economic development and more social cohesion in society. So now it is time, in our view, to face the current economic and financial crisis, the global crisis. And some even believe that if we don't address these crises, four or five of them, including the energy and the food crisis, which I haven't mentioned, if we don't address these, ultimately it will affect the fabric of society, and it will come down to the issue of culture, how we behave, the cultural values, the norms and values, but also democracy. So we need to avoid a crisis in the confidence of values to occur in our societies. At the recent meeting of the Ministers of Education, which I had the opportunity to attend in Quito, that was the sixth Inter-American meeting of Ministers of Education in August. It was not surprising to me that these kind of new elements of how culture can be treated in terms of policy making and in terms of contributing to peace and economy in our societies, how they recognize the importance of it. And I want to quote out of their declaration, which was entitled, Better Opportunities for the Youth of the Americas, Rethinking Secondary Education. And they recognize, and I quote here, that the study and practice of art, culture, and sports strengthen identity and personal development, forge better interpersonal relations, develop a greater sense of social responsibility, increase discipline, and enhance the interest in learning. And then they continued saying that it is required to promote, again, quoting out of the same declaration, the inclusion of cultural, artistic, and sporting contents and activities in secondary school study programs. So here we see something which I wanted to come to, and I alluded to in the beginning, is that we should see culture as a cross-cutting issue through all what we do. And this is something which has not been adopted as yet within institution, within this institution, or within the multilateral system as a whole in the Americas, not to speak about the global system. Now, if we want to do that, like youth and gender, which are now recognized in our organization as cross-cutting issue, I think it's important for you to consider whether culture should also not be put on the list of a cross-cutting as a cross-cutting issue in terms of policy making, in terms of planning and programming. And I'm prepared, as I'm chairing the Interdepartmental Working Group on Youth in the OAS, and we have fostered a very strong relationship with the Inter-American Commission on Women on gender mainstreaming, together with other institutions in the Americas, with the Pan-American Health Organization and others, the Inter-American Development Bank. I'm prepared, if you agree and if you wish that should be done, then we look forward to receiving your mandate that in the context of the political function culture can represent, in the context of the economic function it can represent, but also in the context as a cross-cutting issue, that I'm prepared as Assistant Secretary General to establish a interdepartmental working group within the OAS on culture so that we can start looking at how we can translate your decisions not only within the context of the directorate which Lenore is heading, but throughout the organization, in the political affairs department, in the area of development, and in the area of security. And I think it makes sense to maybe go in that direction. So let me conclude, having made this proposal to you, that We look forward to your deliberations over the coming days. I want to take the opportunity to recognize the work done by this committee by elevating the discussion on culture, on the issue of culture in the Americas, in the policy dialogue. It has increased over the past 4 and 5 years. And I want to especially recognize the leadership of Canada, and in this case, very specifically, of somebody who has been very committed to this committee, but also to the whole issue of culture in the broader context as a developmental aspect, to André Frenette as chairman of this Inter-American Committee on Culture for the past 4 years. And I ask you to get some exercise here and applaud for André. And equally, we look forward to the leadership of Brazil and the vice chairs, in this case, Brazil, Colombia, and Jamaica, and thank them and the United States for their leadership. And it is very important that many other countries get committed to this and take part in the vice chairman role as the chairmanship will be moving. Let me acknowledge something which we normally don't do, but I think it's important to do it this time as we are entering possibly a new phase of policy making, the work which the OAS Office of Education and Culture has been doing. Sometimes as a secretary we tend to ignore also or neglect to say how much we appreciate the work done by Leona Garcia and her team and the technical secretariat of the culture ministerial and this Inter-American Committee on Culture. I think we have a good group of people together who are willing, who understand the importance of culture, and if we all put our heads together in the same way, in the same direction, I'm sure that culture will become more and more important from both perspectives, from the economic perspectives and from the political perspective. Ultimately, this organization is a political organization, but it is easy to make the link between culture and political stability and mitigating conflict in society. And that is ultimately where we want to be, is that we can foster an environment of peace, of stability in societies, so that economic development, social well-being can be created. I thank you very much. I look forward to your deliberations and wish you good luck in the not-so-good weather which we have today here. Thank you very much. All the best.